All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast live call. It's Monday night, and we're excited to be just on the line, sharing with you, fellowshipping from no matter where you are in the world. We're here together on the phone line, just loving on God with one another, which is amazing, amazing. We've been talking about no exception to the rules. So for those of you who just joined on the line, just want to say welcome to you this evening and glad to see you here and to extend an invitation for you to extend an invitation to others to join us. Because no exception to the rules is truly, truly a powerful, powerful topic. And as we've been talking about this week, no one, not you, not I, not Jesus Christ himself is exempt from God's judgment. No one is exempt from his favor and his love. And that's something that we have to be constantly reminded of because in this life, I know I have created my own rules, set them up, and this is how things are supposed to be. Some spoken, some unspoken, some just random and have no possible sense. And many of us do that as well. This is how I want to rule my life, right? But we don't take into account where they align with God, and we set expectations of other people that have nothing to do with what God expects of us. So something for us to think about. But we're here, we're excited to be here, and we look forward to what God has for us as we go forward on this call. So let's move forward so we can get this call started with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Miss Sienna.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Lower your phone a little bit, please, because it's loud. Are you? Yeah. I'm doing wonderful. So, y'all, tonight we're talking about, you know, there are no exceptions to the rule. We're going on rules. We're going on Facebook Live. We can have a great time. So make sure you stay tuned in if you should have any questions, if you should have any commentary that you want to address, something that you may see, something that we may have missed. Please press star 5 at any time throughout the call, star 5, and we'll make sure we get to you, okay? So with that being said, Ms. Tiana, you want to go ahead and open up with prayer, please?
All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this amazing opportunity to just come together and worship you. Dear Heavenly Father, we go forward on this call, no exception to the rules. Let's do so with open hearts, open minds, so that we can receive every bit of the word that you have for us, Heavenly Father. And may we go forward from this call in remembrance of all that you have given us so that we can share that with others, so that we can live that life. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for our leader. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Ms. Tiana, can you do that for me again? Please lower that phone. Your phone is loud. Is it really loud? For whatever reason, are you talking one of the okay. So, y'all, with that being said, we're talking about no exception to the rules. All right? So we can go good. Is Mr. DJ there?
Front and center.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful, man. So give us a little breakdown of this past week, no exception to the rules.
No exception to the rules. What I've taken this week is you're not above God. So why are you making these final decisions? A lot of us pray, and when we pray, we tell God what we're going to do. We pray for the destination rather than the journey. See, if you got the destination, that means once you get there, you can't go no further. I don't want the destination. I just pray his strength for the journey and for him to bring me along through that. A lot of us make these prayers, i.e. rules, and we tell God how we want things to go. And if they don't go this way, then we'll audible, like a quarterback. If this don't look right, then not. You know, and the Bible says, well, you're not supposed to do this. But they didn't have YouTube back then. They didn't have this contraceptive back then. We want to make up a lot of rules. And that's not right. You have to be obedient according to his word, and that's what we all must do. That's what I got from this.
All right. So that's what we're going to rock and roll with tonight then. So we're talking about no exception to the rules. No one is exempt. No one is exempt from God's rules God's judgment, God's forgiveness, God's blessings, Amen. God's curses. No one is exempt. I know we thought we had it going on because of our last name. But nobody's exempt. All right?
Amen.
So with that being said, let's get going. And we're going to start with our first email question. As a matter of fact, hold on, everybody. I'm about to get on Facebook Live right quick. Make sure everybody can see me.
Okay.
Tell me when y'all can see me out there. Y'all good? Tell me when y'all can see me now.
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
How's that volume, sir?
I'm sorry?
How's that volume?
That's much better. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. So we're talking about no exception to the rules. All right? If y'all want to get somebody, this is an open floor. You know, we just going in open floor tonight now. Okay, so we're going to have a great time. Stay right where you are. We're on Facebook Live, and we're going to get rolling. How you doing, Ms. Jackie, Ms. Toya, Ms. Lisa? And how y'all doing this evening? And we're about to get started, okay? Because no one is exempt. There are no exceptions to the rules, okay? And this is how I go. How you doing, Mr. Mika and Ms. Tiana? All right? And Ms. Stephanie, how are you? Ms. Andrea. Drea told me she made some barbecue chicken. She was grilling outside and forgot to share it with me. I'm going to give you my P.O. box. They'll send it to me.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm coming to get my food, Drea. How you doing, Ms.
Okay.
Alicia, Ms. Jocelyn, and Ms. Latanya? Okay. So we're about to get ready, y'all. All right? There are no exceptions to the rule. What's our first email question, Ms. Tiana?
All right. Our first question this evening is, at my job, there are so many rules and regulations for all employees, yet the CEO never follows the rules that he puts in place. Is this hypocrisy? Why can he be the exception to the rules?
Okay, Mr. DJ, at my job, there are so many rules and regulations for all employees, yet the CEO never follows the rules that he put in place. Is this or is that hypocrisy? Why can't he be the exception?
Well, I look at that two ways. For one, he's the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If he's the one that's making the rules, he should follow the rules, but he doesn't have to. But now here's the thing. There are some rules that we all have to abide by, and that's God's rules. So when you do people a certain way, it's going to come back on you. And you have to lead by example. So, yes, I will say that's hypocrisy, but if you're asking why he don't have to follow the rules, because he's the CEO.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Brenda? Ms. Brenda? So what Mr. DJ said, you know, he doesn't have to, but he plays, I mean, he should. Here's the thing. Here's the question again, y'all. Let me repeat the question. At my job, there are so many rules. Okay, there are so many rules and regulations for all employees, yet the CEO never follows the rules that he put in place. Is that hypocrisy? Why can't he be this? Of course that's hypocrisy. How you doing, Ms. Nifa and Ms. McGee and Ms. Erica? Of course it's hypocrisy. Y'all ever heard of this? Who say this the most? Do as I say, not as I do. Who say that?
Parents.
All right. Are parents hypocrites?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course he's a hypocrite. Even though you put rules in place, shouldn't you be the rule in order to put it in place?
Right.
Exactly.
By example.
Right? So with that being said, just because you made the rule don't mean that you should be the exception to the rule. Okay? Maybe that you do wrong. You should be the standard to the rules, if anything.
Amen.
In other words, y'all, watch this. When you bring love to the table, you never are an exception to the rule. That means you got to abide by love because you are love.
All right.
Y'all follow me? So just because you
yes,
think
sir.
You own something, just because you think you created it, don't mean that you're an exception to the rule. As a matter of fact, if that be the case, was Jesus an exception to the rule?
He definitely was the standard.
He was a standard. He was not an exception. You do know that Jesus committed a sin. He took on our sins. He became sin. He became something that we couldn't.
so that if we can, he could rise to a place that we wouldn't otherwise. Right? So there's no exception to the rules. That means if Jesus had to live it out, you know, we got to live it out too. So, CEO, just because you made the rules, just because God gave you the vision and it was birthed through you, through your life, through your obedience, does not mean that you're an exception to the rule, i.e. Moses. What's going on, Trey? How you doing, Ms. K? Okay. So, yeah, I would say, what you say, Ms. Latanya? I would say that it is. He should lead by example. How can he or she set high standards and not operate in accordance with them? Absolutely. How you doing, Ms. Jennifer? Y'all got it? So no exceptions to the rules. Y'all, this is going to get good tonight because y'all know we operate, or we know people that operate a lot in hypocrisy. And it's easy for somebody to say it but not actually do it.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's why a lot of people believe in religion, because so many people manipulate the word of God, but they don't do it. But hold on. Don't just talk about the pastors who's doing wrong. What about the individuals who's receiving? Because we're not exempt either.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
Right. Amen. All right? So no one is exempt from God's judgment. No one is exempt from God's love. No one is exempt from God's blessings. There are no exceptions to the rule. In other words, if the Bible said, if the master suffered, surely the servant will. How you doing, Ms. Vivian? Y'all with me? All right, so no exceptions to the rule. What's the next question we have, Ms. Tiana?
All right, the next question this evening are, what are ways I can be liberated from my own pride to align with God's perfect rules?
What are ways that I can be liberated from my own pride to align with God's perfect rules? Can you define liberated right quick before we ask, because I like to simplify it for everybody so they can get this.
Sure. To be released from, to get out of, to no longer operate in.
To be delivered from my own pride to align with God's perfect rules. Mr. DJ, what are some ways that I can be, you know, delivered from my own pride to align with God's perfect rules?
Well, first thing you can do is humble yourself. Start denying yourself. You need to surround yourself with positive-minded people and other people that are following God's rules. But you need to take self out of the equation often and ask, how is this going to be beneficial to God?
Okay.
That's the first thing I would do.
Okay. So, y'all, here's the question again. We're talking about no exceptions to the rules. What are ways I can be liberated? What are ways that I can be delivered from my own pride? My own self-inflicted pride to align with God's perfect rules. Now, y'all know God's rules are perfect, but y'all know when we live in sin, we don't see it as perfect. We just say those some rules over there. Some rules.
Right.
Y'all know we ain't trying to align with those rules anywhere. You know, we're not trying to do that. But what are some ways, if we're trying to help somebody get delivered, you know, in other words, trying to set them free, in other words, we want to see people walk in concordance with God. What are some little tricks, what are some gifts, what are some pieces of advice that we can get them to align with God's rules? The first thing I would say is this, okay, because we're no exception to the rules. Meet them where they are. Show them better as opposed to telling them better. How about that? Because, you know, we, as people who are around people who are sinning, we the Bible says, owe no man nothing but to love them. In other words, you have to be the example before they even receive it. Y'all know that?
Right.
Sometimes people will not receive a deliverance until they see one. I mean, they cannot receive the deliverance until they see one. In other words, when they see you delivered, you do know they're gonna, it's like a, achoo, they're cold spreads. Now they can receive it too. You know that?
Yes, indeed.
Y'all follow me? So in other words, when
yes,
they see you going through what you go through, and you follow God's perfect rules, you do know the chances are that they will follow them too, because no one is exempt. In other words, if God can help old trifling me, surely he can help you, and you better than I am.
All right.
That makes sense, anybody?
It does.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Jackie and Miss Faith and Miss Kenyatta and John? What's going on, my man? Okay. Miss Freeman, how are you? Who is that? Miss Tihani? My New York connection, Ms. Jamel, how are you? Vegas. Vegas in the house, right? So y'all with me? Ms. Natanya said this, have others who are in God spiritually mature to hold you accountable, those who will tell you the truth and not what you want to hear. I like that. Ms. Jennifer said, put your pride to the side. If you really want to walk with God, meaning change your wicked ways. All right. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are ways I can be delivered from my own pride to align with God's perfect rules? That's the first thing. You hit it on the spot. Nobody's exempt. You must first deny yourself. That's the first thing that we must do. That's rule number one. We can't align with God's perfect rules until we first deny ourselves.
All right.
Let me show y'all what that sounds like. That sounds like y'all ever see somebody who was sweating and they took a little bird bath, they just wiped underneath their arms with soap and took a dry cloth and then they put on cologne? They don't even mix do it.
No.
No.
Okay. That's crazy, right? See, when we don't deny ourselves, what we essentially is doing the same thing. To deny yourself means you cleanse yourself. You strip yourself of the old dirt, the old smell, the old crud, the old skin, and now we put on this new fragrance called righteousness. You can't mix the two. So the very first thing that we must do is deny ourselves so that we can align with God's perfect rules. Everybody follow?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
All right. How you doing, Miss Kimberly, Miss Tabitha, Miss Shannon, how are you? All right, y'all, I have another email question. Watch this. No one is exempt. No exception to the rules. How you doing, Miss Crystal? My girl, Miss Crystal. All right, here's my email question. If I don't pay my tithes, y'all listen to this. If I don't pay my tithes, but I help someone who is in need, does God accept that as my reasonable service and offering? Mrs. DJ, I'm going to ask you that question. How you doing, Miss Andrea? The question is, if I don't pay my tithes, but I help someone who is in need, does God accept that as my reasonable service and offering? Oh, yeah, it gets deep now.
Well,
I think
the tithe says you give that unto him. It don't say give it to someone else.
Come on.
So I'm going to say if it ain't going to him, you robbing him of his money. It didn't, I mean, your job didn't say, well, I'm giving your paycheck to your children or to your cousin, who, you know what I'm saying? So I'm saying it got to go to him. So that's what I'm saying.
We got people on the phone. They being quiet. Mr. Bree, y'all being quiet. Press star 5. I want to see what y'all got to say. Y'all being quiet all week. Come on, get down to the get down. Okay? Press star 5. I need somebody to talk to me now. Some people to talk to me. Here's the question again. If I don't pay my tithes, but I help someone who is in need, does God accept that as my reasonable service and offer?
No.
Ms. Andrea said yes. Ms. Kimberly said no. Ms. Jennifer said no. It says bring all
it'll
tithes
be your offering
to the storehouse. What'd you say?
I said that'll be your mission and your offering, sure, but it's not to him. I'm just saying that, you know, you owe him the tenth.
Okay.
I know Pastor is helping everybody outside the church and the padlock on the church door and the lights off.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Let me put it this way. Do we have any star 5 on the
we
call?
We do.
Okay. Miss Crystal said no. All right. What you got, star 5? Who we at?
All right. First caller. Good evening, caller.
Hello, good evening. Well, to answer that question, I would say no, because giving God the first 10%, our tithe is a must. The offerings are acceptable, but we have to be in accordance with what he says as far as, you know, paying our tithe first.
That's correct. Okay. No exception to the rules.
We have another caller.
That's no exception to the rule, because y'all know, you know, parents. If you co-parent with a child, you drove, right? When that person's supposed to give you the money, but yet they go get items, you don't need the items. You need the money for that child, right? You drove, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to leave it right there. What's the next caller? What we got?
All right. Good evening, caller.
Good evening. My answer to that question is no. Like the previous caller said, you're supposed to give you 10% right off the bat. So I would say no. 10% goes to God first. Doing other stuff, that doesn't count.
Okay. No exception to the rule. Thank you so much for that. Now, I thought she was about to say ACLL no, but we're going to accept no. That's acceptable. Okay? So here's the thing. I'm not going to ask us who all paying their tithes because we know we should be paying our tithes, right?
Right.
That's the government working.
All right, now. I'm going to leave that alone. We're going to go ahead to the next question. Okay? No exception to the rule. Okay? Cheating is cheating. This is the email question, y'all. Listen to me now. Cheating is cheating. I've been married 15 years, and here recently, within the last 2 weeks, I found out that my spouse had an affair 10 years ago. I'm going to repeat that. Like this.
Yeah.
Cheating is cheating. I've been married 15 years, and here recently, within the last 2 weeks, I found out that my spouse had an affair 10 years ago. It only lasted 1 month. But my question is, what should I do? Stay or should I go, Mr. DJ? Ooh-wee.
Well, you're probably going to jump on me, but I'm going to say what gender is the cheater. But in general, I'm going to keep it real and just tell you, you need to work and forgive. You do need to address it. You do need to confront the person. And both of y'all need to go to God with that. If this happened so long ago, yes, forgiveness, but at the same time, cheating is cheating. And it needs to be addressed. And he or she needs to answer for that to the spouse. And as to why they did that. When you cheat on your spouse, to me, that's like cheating on God.
Okay. So, y'all, star five of you out there now, y'all talk to me on Facebook Live. Here's the question again. We're talking about no exceptions to the rule, okay? Cheating is cheating. I've been married for 15 years, and here recently, within the last 2 weeks, I found out that my spouse had an affair 10 years ago. It only lasted 1 month, but my question is, what should I do? Should I stay or should I go? Now, let me address something. Mr. DJ said, because, see, there are no exceptions to the rule. Ms. Tiana said, forgive and confirm there weren't any since then. See, everybody's different. That's between you and God.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's different. I'm going to tell you about me. DJ said what he said. I'm going to tell you about me. See, if you cheated then and I find out, I'm done. I don't care how long ago. It's new to me because I didn't know about it.
Right.
I'm not wrong for that. I'm done. I have that right. You understand? That's called marital unfaithfulness. And it goes way beyond the physicality. Marital unfaithfulness can be a mental thing. Huh?
Yes.
It can be a lust thing. It can be straight faith thing. That person is no longer obedient to God like we're supposed to be. Okay?
Amen.
See, it gets deep. There are no exceptions to the rule. Just because it was 15 years ago, you did a hell of a job of covering up for 10 good years. Because
mm-hmm.
if you had any type of integrity, you would have brought it to me in the first place. If it
mm-hmm.
was cheating you up, you would have brought it to me. I wouldn't have had to find out on my own.
Come on.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Well, I was just, see, now everybody quiet. Huh?
Yep.
Now, watch this now. Typically, you're going to have people that's going to skew the answer. Because people who do a lot of cheating, they'll say, oh, I forgive. You hadn't invested a lot yet. Because when you invest a lot and you get hurt, shoot. Hello? It's a little different
mm-hmm.
answer then, huh?
The key different word that you said, Mr. Carr, is find out. See, you telling, that means that I understand and you're presenting it to me. There is a major difference when someone comes and talks to you and you find out something.
Okay.
Right. It wasn't clear. But okay, Mr. Mayor
said, how was this affair found out? Who's to say there weren't others? You just haven't been made aware.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because I don't want to say always a cheater, but when you break the lines called trust, there's no more transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's hard. And it don't matter
yep.
how Don't let nobody get over you. There are no exceptions to the rule. Don't let nobody get over on you by saying that happened so long ago. Long ago is subjective. You understand? Long ago is subjective. Yeah. Because long ago to them can be 2 months ago. That's fresh to me.
Yep,
right.
That's subjective. The fact is, you did something that you shouldn't have done. Well, everybody make a mistake. Well, not that type of mistake. And when you make a mistake, everybody should know that there are consequences. Now that I know, now I can better make my decision. There are no exceptions to the rule. I don't care how long we've been together. Because you could have very well brought me a disease that I couldn't get rid of, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank God you didn't. But the fact of the matter is, spiritually, you brought something that I wasn't aware of, and I'm not cool with it. So you can't be my running mate. You can't be my soulmate. You can't be my rib. And see, if I got a rib that's broken, that means a body gonna collapse. So I got to get rid of that rib. I'm good. That's just me. Somebody else can't chime in that rib. And that's between you. I mean, the Bible did it with Hosea and Gomer. Okay? She was a prostitute. God told Hosea, go marry that woman. And then she went right back into prostitution, and God said, go get her. God would have to work on me. I'm telling you. He would really have to work with me.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a long time that I was living a falsified life. Because it wasn't real. Because if it was real, truth would have been exposed.
That's right.
So, there go. It lines up with this. Okay, there are no exceptions to the rule. Are you sorry what you did? Or are you sorry that you got caught?
Come on. Hey, man.
Hello? Because a lot of people are only sorry that they got caught. Because if they were sorry what they did, they would have been came to you. Because it would have vexed them. It would have hurt them. It would have tore them up on the inside. So why are you only finding out this 10 years now?
That's the truth.
Okay. I ain't want to go too deep. But there are no exceptions to the rules. I understand that y'all have a beautiful family and you may lose everything. But guess what? I would rather lose everything as opposed to lose my mind and lose my soul. I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, somebody?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Ms. LaTanya says some would say, some would go. Oh, some would stay and some would go. You're right. How you doing, Ms. Rose? Ms. Cabrini? Okay, Ms. Lisa? Okay. So that's a personal choice. I'm just sharing with you, you know, mine, Mr. DJ. You know, Ms. Dominique, how are you? If that was to happen, 15 years of marriage, and you just found it out 2 weeks ago, over something that happened 10 years ago, that's fresh to me. That's new to me. I'm going to address it. Some people tend to say we have kids, and they put everything else as a crutch as a reason why. But see, that's not me. Because my thing is, you knew about the kids then, you shouldn't have done what you did. Yeah, you made a mistake, but there's a consequence to it. And hold me accountable the same way. I am no exception to the rule.
All right.
All right. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Fair enough. All right.
We have another question, sir.
Okay, what we got?
Someone on the line. Good evening, caller.
Good evening, again. So I have a question. And my question is, my husband and I are both Christians and do not believe in abortion. However, I was raped and am now 4 weeks pregnant. In this case, would God forgive me if I did it?
Mr. DJ, you see what I did with Ms. Ms. LaTanya, that's why I went like that. It's been a safety, y'all. Okay.
Well,
but that was actually a good question. I got to change that one. That was a good question. I'll give you that one tonight. Go ahead, Mr. DJ.
I would tell you this. You need to definitely have a talk with God, but only He can forgive you. I know that much. I can say what he will do, and it ain't going to happen. I can say what he wouldn't do, and that ain't going to hold true neither. So you would definitely have to have that conversation with God himself. He's God all by himself. So that's not an exception to the rule. That is the rule. I mean, because he saved those that have sinned and done worse, in my opinion. And then there are those who haven't done as much that have been crucified.
Mr. DJ, let me challenge that. It's not about comparing next to others because the Bible says when you test every spirit, test it next to the Spirit of God. So we don't test it next to what other people have done or have not done. So that would be incorrect right there. Because if
things that they have done, I mean, forgive the terminology, but what I'm saying is things that people deem to have done incorrectly, my point is he's still God by himself. So I can't tell you what he will forgive and what not forgive. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I would say this. The rules are already set in place, and there are no exceptions to the rules. God knew before he created them. So there are no exceptions to the rule. If we couldn't abide by them, he wouldn't have created them. But we can, because we can do all things through who?
Christ. Through Christ, he's strengthening us.
All right, how you doing, Miss Tammy? So with that being said, the Bible says, thou shalt not murder. Murder is just not in the form of an abortion or pulling the trigger or, you know, committing suicide. Murder can be physically or verbally putting your mouth on something that you shouldn't be touching to kill it. Verbally can be mentally thinking that murder is so many different things. You got to catch it in the spiritual realm. So even with this case, what's going on, Riley? With this case, you're talking about somebody who has, you know, done abortion. You know, they're thinking about abortion. Okay? Just because you was raped,
right,
you understand that there is no exception to the rule. If you decide to abort that child, that's on you. But guess what? It's still murder. Because God is in control of everything. He either ordered it to happen or he allowed it to happen. I know it sounds strange. Don't beat me up. Why would God order? Because there's a bigger purpose other than you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Hold on. You may have been raped by somebody, but what's the difference between rape and people having premarital sex that's not in a union called marriage? What's the difference?
No difference.
Okay. Right? Yeah. One told a bigger lie than the other.
That's it. One would say, I know this person, and that one was done within the confines of my own free will. This one was forced on me. The thing is, it's still done outside of God. It's my point.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
It's mighty funny. Yeah. Watch this. Y'all. There are no exceptions to the rule. It's funny how we can find money on the ground and say, thank you, God. But was that your money?
Right.
Was that your money? And you saw where it came from. You saw somebody drop their money.
Mm-hmm.
But you say, ain't God good? Well, why can't you be good? Although you didn't want that to happen, why can't God produce a blessing even through that? I know it sounds crazy, but these are the things that happen on a daily basis for real, in real life. And people contemplate this stuff. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that baby can be the greatest blessing to this earth, but we'll say, let me abort it. In other words, let me commit murder because I didn't want it to come here. But see, here's the thing. That's a lot of things that we didn't want that happened, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. Come on, Miss Lisa. See how this is real? Miss Lisa, what you say? My daughter was conceived by rape, but knew that she was a gift from God no matter how she came about. Come on, man. That's high five.
Mm-hmm.
No exception to the rule. That's what I'm talking about, Miss Lisa. It don't seem, we don't understand God's plan. You didn't do anything wrong. But here's the thing. We still have to abide by God's rules.
Yes.
All right. Ms. Jennifer say, I have worked in the medical field. Hold on one second, Mr. DJ. Ms. Jennifer say, I have worked in the medical field for 26 years and have had plenty of calls from spouses, men or women, that have contracted curable and non-curable diseases. So I would say once a cheater, always a cheater. Oh, okay. You're talking about the other one. What you got,
Mr.
DJ? What you got?
Just think back, if you will, to a virgin named Mary.
Okay.
Who has not had sex, but was pregnant.
All
no,
right.
She wasn't raped, but no, she didn't ask to be pregnant neither.
That's correct.
Just think if Joseph was like, hey, I'm gonna have to leave you. You, I ain't did this. Or you're going to have to terminate that. It's either going to be me or that baby.
Come on.
Right.
And think about what she did in producing to the world. I'm just saying,
right.
You know, you got to look at it like that.
No exceptions to the
think
rule, y'all.
The blessing might be your blessing.
No exceptions to the rule. Jesus had to get on the cross. He didn't say how he was going to get there, but he had to get on there.
That's right.
Okay? Y'all do understand that, right? Not everybody had this perfect thing called family where the mother was married to the father. Not everybody had that perfect scenario. But are you here?
Yeah.
That's right.
Have you fallen into the knowledge of God? Huh? You are no exception to the rule. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Y'all see how that goes?
Yes.
Well, this is just what it is.
Yes.
Okay? You have to get that right between you and God. Okay? Y'all follow me? You have to get that right between you and God.
Yes, sir.
Seriously. Even if that, let me get beyond the rape part. Because you do have situations, no exceptions to the rule, where you have a woman who's doing it solo and a man who just runs away. Baby, don't chase him. Raise yours. Do what you do. No exceptions to the rule. You be the best woman. You can't be the man. Be the best woman that you can be, that God called you to be. I don't know why he allowed it to happen that way, but handle your business and watch the blessing that is produced because of your obedience. Y'all follow me?
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all follow me? This is why you shop with dogs, huh? You shop with how you make dogs. You want purebred? Make sure. See, the Bible says, do not be equal yoke. He wasn't just talking about a marriage. He's talking about in unions called relationships. You got to be careful what you lay down with. Because what you lay down with, look at what you done produced. Now, some of what you done just produced will have some of the other things you lay down with, whether you realize it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There are no exceptions to the rule. There are no exceptions to the rule. All right? All right now. How you doing, Ms. Eureka? Ms. Sharon, how are you? All right, y'all. Here's my next email question, Mr. DJ. We had in the star five, Ms. Tiana?
Not at the moment.
Okay, well, my star five people, them fingers ain't working, huh, Mr. Bree? Now, I got to provoke Mr. Bree. Right, what's going on, Troy? She over there eating chicken, talking about they grease right.
She had it earlier, but she had put her hand down. I think she had a comment, but we were
all
talking.
All right. Ms. Vanessa, how are you? All right, here's the next email question, y'all. Okay, there are no exceptions to the rule. This woman that I know has ruined my marriage. She has scandalized my name, stabbed me in the back so many times. It doesn't matter who you are. I'm sorry, it doesn't matter who you are. Wrong is wrong. Y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter who you are. Wrong is wrong. What should I do? Should I cut her off or just cut her in general? Mr. DJ.
Give me that background again. You said this woman has done what?
Okay. This woman that I know, this is the question, this woman that I know has ruined my marriage. She has scandalized my name and backstabbed me so many times. It doesn't matter who you are. Wrong is wrong. What should I do? Cut her off or just cut her in general? No exceptions.
Well, I will say this. Anybody that could cause you potentially to cause sin or distract you from keeping your eyes on God, you need to flee from. Because, I mean, that ain't going to do nothing but get you in trouble. If anybody can knock you off your path or get you lost or turn around, you don't need to fool with them.
All right. I agree with that. Y'all heard him. Anything that can get you up, don't fool with that. No exceptions to the rule. Be careful. The Bible says that good, bad company will corrupt good morals. How you doing, Miss Katina?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Katina, Miss Shaquit, how are you? Okay. So
we have a caller.
I'm sorry.
We have a caller. What the response?
Oh Lord, Miss Jennifer said both cut him and her. Lord Jesus, that was crazy. Oh, Jesus, we're putting down the shanks tonight.
Oh,
all right, how you doing, Miss Susan? What you got, caller, what we got?
Good evening, caller.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Okay. First, in reference to this question, what I would do, first I'd probably cut her. Then I would cut her off.
Okay. Y'all know we have a 1-800 save 'em line. Okay.
I'm just being honest.
What you say?
I'm just being honest.
I'm gonna be honest with you too. We're gonna get some help here. Yeah, we all gonna be honest tonight. All right. So let me get here, y'all. Listen to the question again. We're talking about there are no exceptions to the rule. Okay. This woman that I know has ruined my marriage, scandalized my name, stabbed me in the back so many times. It doesn't matter who you are. Wrong is wrong. What should I do? Cut her off or just cut her in general? I ain't say that the whole part of the question, because, see, I wanted to get y'all answers. Okay? Because we got a lot of cut them out, cut them, stuff like that. Then ask for forgiveness.
Cut them up.
Right? Watch this. P.S. This woman is my mother. Now what?
Ah!
See, oh, I didn't yeah. say that at first.
I know I didn't say that at first. You know why I didn't say that at first? Because do you see how we turn our answers depending on who it is? But when it comes to the things of God, there are no exceptions to the rule. Now, all the people said they was going to cut somebody, raise their hand. So you going to cut your mama now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Mr. Green. Huh?
I said I would cut, but I wouldn't cut my mama. I cut her off.
Oh, no. You said cut her off. You said cut her, then cut off. Now, where Yvonne at? Because I'm about to tell Yvonne.
Miss Tiana, the saints are sneaky, sneaky. I told you, Miss Tiana.
Well, we was ready to put them on a cross, but now it's your mama. Now we say, hold on. There are no exceptions to the rule. See, when you deal with sin, listen seriously. When you deal with sin, you have to deal with it. It's called a game called blind resume. It doesn't matter who it is. So, in other words, if you wouldn't cut your mama, don't cut them. It's okay to cut them off. I'm trying to tell somebody something now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Come on. True.
Because Jesus is not a respect of a person. Y'all do know what he did to Jesus. I mean, God, what he did to Jesus, he'll do to us. What he did to Moses, he'll do to us. As a matter of fact, if he was going to judge them differently in Noah's day, that means God would have to raise them up from the dead and apologize to them for being so strict with his judgment. No, the same way he judged them, he's going to judge us. See, there are no exceptions to the rule. Whether it was your mother, as a matter of fact, they said, Jesus. Y'all know he had James and John was brothers, okay? All them J's. They said, Jesus, your mother and your brothers outside. Jesus looked them in the eyes and said, who is my family? Those who follow God. In other words, he knew that was his mother. But it was no exception to the rule. I got to handle my godly business. Hello.
That's right.
What?
I'm trying to tell you, how you doing, Miss Sean? I hadn't seen you in forever.
What?
You still in the report up there? What you said? Miss Crystal said, Miss Andrea said, oh, Lord. Miss Crystal said, you don't cut her off, but you do cut your relationship off from her. Okay. That's respectful.
Mm.
Miss Jennifer said, mother or not, there are no exceptions to the rule. Miss Jennifer, I hope you ain't say you was going to cut nobody, though.
Yes, you did.
Not Miss Jennifer. Miss Jennifer, she got the butter knife. She don't have the soft one. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Miss Latonya said, the flesh is saying cut her. The spirit man is saying cut her off. Now, which one are you going to listen to? Because the reason why I say this, and I bring this up, there's no exception to the rule. But y'all know we can listen to somebody. How you doing, Miss Debbie? And we can give them some good information. But as soon as we find out who it is, then we start to tone it down. Because if there was your brother, you tone it down. If there was your sister, you tone it down. God forbid there be your mama or grandmama or granddad or somebody you love, you're going to tone it down. But let it be somebody you don't like. You're going to turn up.
Right. That's right.
Huh? Kick them out. Go get them. She's scandalous. That's H-E-F-F-A? That's how they spell that one? Okay. That's H-E-F-F. I don't want to say the word because y'all going to be talking about how he's supposed to be doing God and saying that. But y'all know
what I'm saying? Boy, that Drew Brees got a long arm, Mr. Clark. Woo-woo. He got a long arm. Yeah, yes, sir. That's a touchdown all day long. Like you said, there's no exception.
No exceptions to the rules, y'all. Wrong is wrong. Wrong is wrong. Because, see, y'all, and that's a great point, Mr. DJ. Y'all know what we do. Listen to how you doing, Ms. Natty. We have our favorites in the world. Okay? Mm-hmm. Why is it that everybody else, you know, you get on, but the one that you love the most get the benefit of the doubt? Well, see, that's us. God doesn't play that. The Bible says it this way. To whom much is given, much is required. In other words, the higher you are, the harder I'm going to be on you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
There are no exceptions to the rule. If anybody gets the benefit of the doubt, it's the neighbor's kids, the people down the street. But mine, my children, oh, you're going to get it hard. There are no exceptions to the rule. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Yep.
Ain't that something?
Yes, sir.
Y'all follow
it
me?
Is.
Okay. How you doing, Miss Keisha? Miss Keisha's trusting God, Joseph. I like that. She got the middle name. Who gave you that middle name, trusting God? She said, I did. She said, no. All right, here we go. And then Mr. Bree get on the phone talking that yin yang, talking about, oh, that's my mama. Oh, you ain't say that. I know. How you doing, Miss Yolanda? Here's the next email question, y'all. Here's the next email question. No exceptions to the rule. Why do people downplay wrongdoing when they are the ones guilty of it?
Yep.
Because it pertains to them.
Let me say it again, y'all. Why do people downplay wrongdoing when they are the ones guilty of it? In other words, let me give y'all an example. Okay? When we say, you know, when you ask somebody something, Mr. DJ, I didn't call my brother DJ in a lie. And I say, DJ, now, and I'm throwing out a little low-budget movie. I'm throwing out a parable. And I'm saying, DJ, if somebody took the car, this, that, and that, DJ know he took the car. DJ's going to say, well, you know, I would forgive him. See, we start to curve our answer because we know we're the guilty party.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, right. We're an exception to the rule. Right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Women, can I help y'all with relationship stuff? Stop listening to that crap talking about, well, baby, you know I done been with you for 20 years. I done been with you. We done been together all this time. We done just been together. We done just went on a vacation. As if the vacation is supposed to curb what you did. There are no exceptions to the rule. See, in other words, you done been with me that long, you should know me better, and you shouldn't have done it. But what we do is we listen to that, right, women? And we look at longevity. We look at time as opposed to eternity.
Amen.
Y'all follow me? So
we allow people to mentally
stimulate us in such a way to now they are an exception to the rule. Because you used to be a woman that you wouldn't tolerate that. Now, how did you become a woman that you just let him walk all over you and talk about what Mr. Carr, we done been together all our life? And what that mean?
Mm-hmm.
We still be treating you a lot better. Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to scooch on around that because, see, we don't want that type of stuff because we know we be having some men that ain't in God and we want to get past this in the conversation right here. Right?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said in God, not in the church because anybody can go to church. The devil go to church. Okay. Huh? So why do some people downplay wrongdoing when they are the ones guilty of it? Example, if women did men how men do women, would he still want her after she smashed so many guys?
Ooh. Nope.
Let me dust my shoulders up.
Nope.
Hello?
I don't know.
No exceptions to the rule. Huh? If women did men how men do women, because you know a man, huh, his resume good because he got what it takes. He done been with this one, that one, that one. Boy, you let a woman do that. Who? He can claim that as his wife?
No.
Remember, there are no exceptions to the rule. So why is it men can get away with it and women can't?
Amen.
Society.
There are no exceptions to the rule. Can I hit y'all with one below the belt right quick? No exceptions to the rule. Mm-hmm. Why is it that you wait to get married, or why is it that you wait to get in a relationship, or why is it that you wait to get engaged before you start, you know, because people say this all the time. Well, I'm single. I can date as many people as I want to. You are no exceptions to the rule, because if you're really looking for a man or woman that's in God, you're going to remain single, because they, see, people who are in God, they view you how you are without the relationship and see if you're faithful without it before you get in one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Amen.
You know how, boy, no exceptions to the rule. You know how many people say, I'm not in a relationship so I can date whoever I want to? And you're absolutely right. You can. But that's why you keep on dispersing. You will never find greatness because you can never give your focus to one person. You will never know who you're supposed to be with.
Right.
Ooh, Lord.
That's right. And that's the card. You said something. I just wanted to backpedal. That's just like a man who's abusive towards his woman, but don't play that about his daughter.
Oh, come on. Mr. DJ, Don't go there yet. I'm going at him with the next question. Don't go there yet. We got it. Okay. To the rule. How you doing, Miss Hawkins? Okay. Miss Crystal, what you say? No, he wouldn't, but sadly, society has made that okay. Absolutely.
Yep.
That's right, y'all. Okay. Can I get to the next email question, y'all?
Yes,
sir. How you doing, Ms. Carter?
And after that, Mr. Carter, we have another question on the line.
Okay, we got somebody on the line. Go ahead and get the star five. What we got, star five people? What we got out there?
Good evening, caller. What's your question this evening?
Good evening again. Okay, so I have another question, and it states, as a child of God, I've been taught that grace and mercy can run out. Should the same apply as it pertains to me cutting my 25-year-old son off, as it's been 1 year and he still has yet to find employment and his own place?
Let me get that out of the way up front. Mr. DJ. Lord,
I don't know how to write that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you said your 25-year-old son?
Yes, sir. 25.
Okay. Well, no offense, but where's his dad? Because that's who need to be teaching him how to be a man prior to being 25 and to the principles and standards. If he's not in the picture, then mm-hmm. so should you. It's not a matter of cutting off. You need to be cutting them up and letting them know, hey, bro, you got to get out here. This ain't free. You got to earn
no, the rule. How you doing, Mr.
Right.
Let me say this. 25-year-old, you're saying he has a year of unemployment. Here's the thing. When did you start?
Right.
The Bible that I read, can I show y'all what the scripture says? Remember
Amen.
In the Bible
yes.
there was a kid that was foaming at the mouth. The father brought him to Jesus. Jesus never addressed a child who was having convulsions. Uh-huh. It's like he was having a seizure. Jesus never addressed the child. Jesus addressed the daddy. See, the children like a problem. The Bible says train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they're older, they want to depart from it. So if your child lazy, it's because somebody was lazy in teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. See, I know that wasn't going to be popular, but I don't care about being popular. There are no exceptions to the rule. See, what the Bible says, the fruit don't fall too far from the tree.
That's right.
So where they get it from?
That's right.
All right.
They ain't get it from me. Well, shoot, they should have been, if they ain't get it from you, how did they learn the behaviors?
Mm, come on.
Miss Jennifer say cut that ball off. Miss Jennifer, it's hard to cut something off when it looks just like you.
That's right. Well, you've been spoiling them all his life.
What you say, Miss Stacy? Miss Stacy said, I would rather stay single than date multiple men. The man I decide to be with has to put God first. No exceptions. Amen. And hallelujah. Huh? Y'all follow me?
Yes,
so this guy's 25 years old.
Yes.
The thing is, why did we wait till he gets to 25? That don't mean you got to kick him out at 18, but shouldn't you be in established something way before long? See, training up a child starts when that child is capable of understanding. And I believe babies are capable of understanding down at the age of 1, 2. They know you get stop, don't touch, and they know all that then, huh? See, you had 18 years to train. So why are we waiting until we're 25 to talk about this now?
Exactly.
No exceptions to the rule. Ain't that something? So we just created the monster. Now we don't know how to get rid of the monster. Now I need y'all spiritual guidance. Well, what you first need is to be delivered so that you can receive the spiritual guidance. How about that? Because other than that, you're going to be going around a circle. You're just looking for the next book to tell you how to get them out. But see, don't kick somebody out into a world that they're not prepared for, because evidently it's obvious that they don't have the things of God, the tools that they need to survive. That's obvious.
That's right.
Oh, Lord. So it's in the natural. So it is in the natural. It is in the spiritual. It is in the spiritual. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. What you say, Ms. Collins? The apple don't fall too far from the tree. Huh? The Bible says it this way. You will know a tree by the fruit that it bears. So if you ever want to know something, just look at the children. You know about the parent. No exceptions to the rule. Y'all know that?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. A male mentor, that is what I did for my nephews. And you know what, Miss Jennifer? I'm going to go at it like this. You don't need a man to raise a little boy. You just need God. Because my mother was a single mother. This testimony, and she raised me. And I'm all man. I'm a man's man. See, a man says the difference between a man and a man. A man's man stands out even amongst men.
Yes.
And no problem. But that woman that I had, she had God, and she ain't played. So it's all good. The reason why I'm telling you this, there's no exception to the rule, because some people will go and try and find a man, even if it's somebody else's husband. Because y'all know we get selfish. We want what we want. We don't care about the other kids. We just want our child to have a father.
Okay.
How you doing, Miss Shannon? Y'all know I'll touch on it. All right, now. Listen, DJ. No exceptions to the rule. I got one more email question. How you doing, Miss Ann? Miss A.B., Miss Ann Bell? Why, do we have any star five, Miss Sienna?
Not at this time, sir.
Miss Carla says she has chills. She has chills. Miss Carla, what's your temperature over there? What's your thermostat on? Talking about you have chills. I'm just messing with you. Okay. Miss Crystal, that's my pastor right there. Crystal said, what'd you say? I wouldn't cut him off. Build his level of responsibility. That's what I'm talking to. That's why I say that's my path. I wouldn't cut the 25-year-old off. Build his level of responsibility while he's in the house. Make him accountable for the bills and chores so when he goes into the world, he'll be good to go. Ain't that something? If they're going to fall, let him fall under your tutelage. But that don't mean that you have a 29 or 30-year-old staying with you. Because if you're 30, see, let me tell you, like, well, I ain't gonna be natural on this phone. let me just put it this way. There's only one elephant gonna be swinging up in this house, and that's me. You follow me? So you
right.
got to get up out of here.
Yes.
But I'm gonna prepare you to get up out of here.
Exactly.
Only one woman can be in that house. Only one man can be in that house. Even lions got that correct.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all with no exceptions.
Exactly.
The rule, because what will happen is you have a grown child in the house, and that child will have a childlike mentality. In other words, you have crippled them because they can't come up to your level. They can't come in and go as they go out. Now you're still raising a child.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
So in other words, if you didn't do it the first time, God's going to make you do it over and over again until you pass the test. No exception to the rule.
Yep.
What's your name, Ms. Crystal? We have to teach responsibility at an early age. Correct. It starts young, so by the time they get older, they will know nothing else other than being responsible. So, see, you gonna write a book, Ms. Crystal? When you write that book, let me do the first page, and I'm gonna say it is written. Crystal's Law. All right, here we go. What'd you say, Ms. Sharon? Be natural. How you doing, Ms. McGee? All right, here's the next email question, y'all. We're about to get ready to close out. No exceptions to the rule, Mr. DJ. Okay? What Ms. Carl say, one queen and one king. That's right. All right, here we go. Lord have mercy. All right, I'm going to ask this anyway. This is an email question, y'all. My husband found condoms in our 16-year-old son's laundry. All he did was have small talk with our son and encourage him to be careful. But God forbid that be our 15-year-old daughter in the same scenario. He would have burned the house down. Why the double standard? Male or female, there should be no exception to the rules pertaining to premarital sex. Whoa. Miss Crystal, you writing a book? See, I didn't even know that. See, when God started flowing, she writing a book. Now, I told you, I don't need no percentage. I just said I need to write the first page. Okay. All right. But y'all got the question? Ms. Carla says she going to, look, and I didn't got you your first step. Now I'm about to collect. I'm her agent. She says she going to be, look, my email is, I'm just kidding. The question is, my husband found condoms in our 16-year-old son's laundry. All he did was have small talk and encourage him to be careful. But God forbid that be our 15-year-old daughter in the same scenario, he would have burned the house down. Why the double standard? Male or female, there should be no exception to the rules pertaining to premarital sex. Mr. DJ, what you got on that? How you doing, Ms. Ebony? What you got on that, man?
Yes, there is a double standard. No, there shouldn't be a double standard. The community people always say, well, a girl can bring home something extra. No, that boy can too. Got to educate yourself. But no, there shouldn't be a double standard. There's no exception to the rule. I mean, you need to talk to both of them equally and tell them about God and Christ and the value that they are, you know, until that should be saved before they get these flowers. Both sexes, you know, let them know that they're valued so they don't have to just go out there and, you know, try this and experiment with that, you know, practice that. Yeah, it should be a double standard.
Because if you don't teach them, they'll start bending the rules and they'll create exceptions. They would think that they can have a child just to keep somebody. And please, by all means, don't let them kids think that having a child keeps that person.
Right.
Now, that was a spiritually correct answer. Mr. DJ, take off your spiritual hat. Let's get natural. So we're going to get like Will and Martin. Yeah, we're going to get like Will and Martin. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. You know how to what movie that was in?
You're talking about Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2. So here we go. Here we go. Now, I'm gonna say what I say. Ms. Jocelyn said, no exceptions, boy or girl. Both of them need to abstain from sex. But either way, they need to talk about safe sex. Some kids will go out and do it regardless of talking with them. Now, no exceptions to the rules. I'm glad you said that, Ms. Jocelyn. Before I get to that, Mr. DJ, I'm glad you said that. How many, come on, people on the phone line, star 5, talk to me now. How many people are okay with the kids, if they're going to have sex, how many people would condone them having sex versus no sex? In other words, let me do it this way. I'm going to create a scenario because I'm going to make it real, okay? Y'all know how I do it. No exceptions to the rule. Would you be a condom manufacturer, meaning you produce it? Or would you say, hey, they shouldn't be having sex. I ain't producing nothing. No condoms at all. What side of the fence you stand on? Huh?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, get that. Really?
Now we're about to pick it to your brain. Talk to me, Star 5 on the phone line, on Facebook Live. Talk to me out there. How you doing, Ms. David? Come on. Which one would you be? Would you be the parent that say, hey, I'm going to invest in condoms because if you're going to do it, I'd rather you be safe? Or would you be the parent that say, you shouldn't do it at all, I ain't getting you nothing? Which one are we going to do? Come on, parents.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Oh, Lord, boy, I ain't got people. They flashed over there. Boy, ain't nobody asking me tonight. Everybody quiet?
Yes,
I'm not a parent yet, so I'm going
to
leave it to the
parents.
Parents, ask this question.
I'm a parent.
You try to get out of that one.
I'm still getting dressed. I'm still
getting dressed. He don't want none of that either. He don't want no smoke. Mm. I agree. It should apply to both son or daughter. But it's Ms. LaTanya, we're on a whole other question, but I got you, though.
See, Mr. Carl, I got to finish getting dressed. I'm putting on my whole armor before I answer this. I have to put on the helmet, the sword, and the shoes, the shield, everything. I'm going to say it to you like this as a father. And it's funny that you ask that because I have been presented the opportunity to manufacture my own condom. I mean, they're cheap. It costs roughly less than 10 cents to make, and then they turn around and sell them between $5 and $7. So money-wise, that's a, you know, pretty good thing there. But my conscience and the God that I serve won't allow me to do that. I'm not selling out for the money. I'm not selling out God to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the father, my first reaction, it's probably going to be moving some furniture. You know, I'm going to talk and say whatever to my son or daughter, but when the smoke clears, I'm not providing any kind of condoms for you, period. I don't care if you're boy or girl. But, yes, I am going to talk to them about things that they need to take care of. I'm going to let them know, no, you shouldn't be doing this and you shouldn't be doing that. Don't do this. I'm going to beg them not to. but they're often, you know, things to protect themselves out.
No, no exceptions to the rule. No means no. Watch this. I love your answers. I love it. Ms. Andrea, I appreciate that. She says, I don't condone it. Hold on. I don't condone it, but I would buy them for him. That's legit.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's legit. I mean, seriously.
Yes.
Ms. Andrea said, I feel in today's society we have to teach our kids the spiritual way, but the world as well. Condoms don't mean yes or yes or sex. Okay. Ms. Tiana, what about birth control? I agree. Okay. Ms. Carla said, well, I prefer no sex, but we have to teach them. It's reality. I didn't been a child before, and I was going to do it anyway. All right. The parent that purchased the condoms, Ms. Andrea, will be okay. Ms. Jocelyn said, I will not condone sex, but you have to educate them. They are going to have to go there to go and get their own condoms. I agree with that, okay?
Yeah.
So, y'all, here we go. Here we go. No exceptions to the rule. You say the more we say no and hide it from them, it makes them want to do it more. You're absolutely correct. Here's the thing. Let me put it in this situation so we can understand this one, okay? Ms. Stacy said, I would say no sex before you're married. Explain everything about sex and the consequences. All right. Ms. Lisa Beck. Okay. Women, let me shift from that to this for a sidebar, and we're going to get right back to that. If your husband, you don't want your husband to cheat, you don't want him to cheat, would you go get him a cell phone just in case you do cheat, use this cell phone?
Right. Amen.
I'm about to bar y'all.
Right,
No.
Come on, y'all.
Boy, that Drew Brees, boy. Woo, woo.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on, y'all. Talk to me.
Touchdown.
So you don't want him to cheat, but if you do cheat, I'm going to go get the cell phone. As a matter of fact, if you do cheat, I'm going to go get the condom.
Right.
Oh, Lord have mercy. How you doing, Ms. Katina? Huh?
Cricket.
Ms. Jennifer said, I would tell them no sex at all. My coworker has a 17-year-old son, and she buys condoms for him, and he has different girlfriends. I told her he needs to be careful. Condoms are not foolproof. Don't they die? Ms. Andrea said, I teach an abstinence class. I teach my kids we should wait. I teach them the godly way is to save yourself for the one God has. But there's always a but. And see, that's the thing, and I appreciate that honesty, Andrea, because anytime you see a but, to the left of that, everything is obsolete. You can throw it away. Anytime somebody say, I'm sorry, but, they didn't just, in other words, their apology means nothing. Listen to what's on
right.
The right side of it. Okay? So here's the thing. All right? This is how it should be done. And the reason why I say it should be done is God's way is perfect. Because he said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. I understand we live on earth, but the Bible says to be in the world, but not of it. There are no exceptions
right.
to the rule. So in other
right.
words, my child not getting no condom from me, daughter or son, and I bet not going to come in my house. Because if you're going to get something, you're going to get it because you're being disobedient. So let God fix it. But you ain't bringing it in my house.
Come on.
Because if you allow them to do it, what you're saying is, I said this, but baby.
Yes, thank you.
Come on. There's not your butt to it. When I say no, I mean no. And if you do what, if you go against what I say, you're going to deal with your consequence. You see how that goes?
Right.
And so I mean what I it ain't going to be no birth control. Because when I say don't spread your legs, I mean don't spread them. So if you can play that game and disobey, you can play that game and raise it. See how that's going to go? And see,
yeah,
what you do is make that child make a responsible decision. They don't make one lopsided decision. In other words, ain't no safety in that. Now, you're going to make a grown woman, a grown man decision. And that's how we can play this. The reason why I say that is, what part of God you think God playing with us about? Ain't no but
right.
God's rule. The Ten Commandments are the Ten Commandments. The Bible is the Bible. Jesus wasn't even exempt from the rules. You understand? There is no such thing as a spiritual condom that says just in case you sin, you can cover yourself. Bull crap. There ain't no such thing as purgatory. See, people think that purgatory is spiritual condoms. Ain't no such thing. Purgatory is my behind. When you close your eyes, that's it.
Right.
Oh, I know I just challenged somebody because somebody don't like that because some people believe in purgatory. Well,
Can we ask you a question, Mr. Carter?
Yes, sir. What you got?
So, and this is to everybody in general, would you be wrong if you lied to your child to scare them into not having sex early?
You would be wrong.
If it works, I'm saying if it works. You know,
it don't
working, they
it's still being falsified, DJ. Tell them the truth.
I didn't really want you to answer the question. I wanted them.
Like
you said, there's no exceptions to the rule.
No exceptions to the rule. What you say, Miss Crystal? Parenting shifts as a child age shifts. When they are young, you are disciplinarian. When they get to the preteen years and teenage years, you become more of a mentor to them. You are friendly with your child, but you are still not their friend. Bam. Teenage years, you have to make it comfortable for them to talk to you. Finding the commons would be a family discussion. I would sit down, talk to them both about sex and not hiding it. Okay? And see, and that's a beautiful thing about parenting. Everybody's parenting skills precepts are different. I'm just telling you, as far as me and my house, it wouldn't be in mine. Because I'm going to talk to you about it, but I'm going to tell you what not to do. And that means don't bring it in here, because when I say don't do it, I mean don't do it. If you should happen, you better have it outside this house. But it would never come in my house, because, see, that's a form of compromise. And the Bible says the uncompromising word of God. There are no exceptions to the rule. None.
All right.
So if you do it, get what you got. That's how they go. If you're going to go out there and do what I say not to do, whatever you get is what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way you're going to learn. That's the only way you're going to learn. You got to fall flat on your face. So be it. Let it happen.
Why?
I wouldn't only tell them not to have sex. I would tell them why I'm telling them not to. That's right. I would show them the pros and the cons. That's right. Okay, and I would find single parents. And okay, I like that. That's good. Y'all, this is all good. This is good for everybody, because we all get to grow from this. How you doing, Miss Courtney, Miss Erica, Miss who is that? Miss Martin. How are you? I didn't forget about you, Miss Andrea. What'd you say? What if my son and daughter were both taught the same morals and values? If you play with fire, you will get burnt. Absolutely.
Yes.
And see, this is why I love these exercises, y'all, because what we get to do is we get to explore one another's mind to come up with a better solution, the godly solution. Nobody's exempt from this, and there are no exceptions to the rules. Y'all follow me?
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I would lie to them to scare them into doing it right, okay? The truth is scary enough. The truth is scary enough. There you go. Miss Jennifer said, during my day, my siblings and I were too scared to do anything. My mom kept us in church and the shut-in prayer.
Exactly. Amen. Amen.
If I did those sexual demons, y'all, boy, listen. These exercises are good, y'all, and that's why we do them, because there again, okay, it's like gumbo, it's a melting pot. Okay, because at the end of the day, somebody's testimony is going to enlighten all of us. Miss Crystal, exactly. You helping us. Miss Jennifer, you helping us. Miss Andrea, you helping us. Miss Latonya, everybody's helping each other. And this is how we grow. No exceptions to the rule. Y'all following me?
Yes,
sir.
All right, Mr. DJ, we're going to leave it right there.
Yes, sir.
We can go ahead and pray, and we're going to be back on Monday, next Monday. Mr. DJ, you want to pray for us, please?
Sure. You all bow your heads, open up your heart, touch and agree. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how, on bended knee, Father, saying thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another SMB Learning Center Monday Night Raw, Father, where we get knowledge and we share the knowledge and let it manifest and grow amongst us. Thank you for our leader, and bless everybody's household that's listening under the sound of my voice. We pray a special blessing of traveling grace and mercy for those that are traveling, Father, and help keep us on the path, Father, that we don't stray too far. Let us know that there are no exceptions to the rules, Father, that we have to stay steadfast and disciplined and follow the rules, Father. No speeding means no speeding, and to pray to you daily means to pray to you daily. Thank you, Father, for these blessings. In your Son, Jesus' name, we ask. Amen.
Amen. Boy, look. Did Mr. DJ, now, y'all know I love, that's my brother. Boy, Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ says, no speeding means no speed.
That's right. Gotta follow the rules. That's right. Can't go around. One way means one way.
They say heaven got a speed limit. Y'all stop speeding.
That's right. You know what was said, Mr. Carr?
What'd you say?
When you asked about condoms in my household, my mama said, would you ask God? I tell you what, go ask your grandma. If you want condoms, go ask your grandma to get them. And she'll say the same thing to my sister. Go ask your granny. By that time, we'd be so, oh, Lord, no, that's all right. Nope.
I'll tell you.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, look, you know. We're going to be on next Monday, same time. Make sure y'all share this, okay? And also catch Wednesday, 225-364-0211. Miss Tiana about to put that on there. Y'all have a great night, but we will see y'all next Monday. Y'all have a great night.
All right. Good night.
Good night.